customer value and service metrics. Customer metrics need to be relevant to the strategy you are trying to execute. Standards, for example, targets, can be developed by using internal best estimates, collaboration with customers, or benchmark information such as the information compiled by ISCM as part of the SCORE-DS model. Measures need to be made consistently so they can be compared. Customer value and service metrics include satisfaction rankings, lifetime customer value, and service levels by segment. Note that the first two of these metrics are not traditional parts of the customer service metric, which focuses on the reliability and responsiveness of order fulfillment. However, customer satisfaction and value remain critical customer metrics and are especially important for long-term performance measurement, satisfaction rankings. Customer satisfaction is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the results of delivering a good or service that meets customer requirements. The most common tool used to measure customer satisfaction is the survey. The challenge is that surveys are often distributed at the point of sale, before the customer has had an opportunity to use or examine the product. A second challenge with surveys is that they generally have a poor return rate. Another way to measure customer satisfaction is through customer loyalty. This can be measured through the analysis of customer repurchase patterns. Lifetime customer value. Not all customers are created equal. Some are more profitable than others. The goals of customer management may include converting unprofitable customers into profitable ones and profitable customers into lifetime customers. Lifetime customers provide value by decreasing the total cost of marketing, making it easier to know and satisfy their needs over time, supplying opportunities for increased revenue and profit, as defined by David Ross in Distribution Planning and Control. Lifetime customer value, LCV, is a prediction of the net present value of the future profits attributed to the entire future relationship with a customer. You can determine what a customer is worth to you based on customer spending and the length of time the customer stays with you. You can break it down further and look at the value of each individual customer, as well as the value of your average customer. For many organizations, this is a shift from focusing on transactional profits to focusing on the long-term health of the customer relationship. Determining how much each of your customers contributes to your bottom line can be an eye-opening experience. Keep in mind that customer value is not always monetary. In addition to monetary value, the organization should view how strategic the customer is. Some customers may not provide the highest profits based on their spending, but because they are strategically linked internally or externally, they have a high ability to influence or impact the monetary spend of others. These customers should also be examined for their lifetime customer value. Understanding the LCV allows you to prioritize. You can focus your efforts on retaining your most profitable customers, finding new customers that fit the patterns your best existing customers display, and mining your best sources for lead generation. A well-crafted system of supply chain metrics increases the chances for success by aligning processes, targeting profitable market segments, and obtaining a competitive advantage through differentiated services and lower costs. Inappropriate metrics, on the other hand, will result in failure to meet end customer expectations and in suboptimization of departmental or company performance, missed opportunities to outperform the competition, and conflict within the supply chain. Customer relationship management provides the structure for how the relationship with customers will be developed, maintained, and measured. Service levels by segment. The definition of service level varies from organization to organization. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary definition of customer service ratio, also called customer service level, is a measure of delivery performance of finished goods, usually expressed as a percentage. In a make-to-stock, MTS, environment, this percentage usually represents the number of items or dollars that were shipped on schedule for a specific time period, compared with the total that was supposed to be shipped in that time period. In a make-to-order, MTO, environment, it is usually a comparison of the number of jobs or dollars shipped in a given time period compared with the number of jobs or dollars scheduled. SINs, customer service level, fill rate, percent of fill. And stockout percentage. The level of service and the organizational commitment to attaining that service level varies by segment. For example, the percentage of orders sent on or before the promised delivery date may be higher for customers in the strategic importance segment. The key in attaining a high service level is managing the accuracy of the delivery date. If the customer is of a special needs segment and they are looking for a made-to-order product, their expectation is that it will take longer. The customer service level can be further broken down using SCORE DS metrics, as is addressed elsewhere.